VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. So today, we're gonna look at an internet trend that has been around for 10 years. ASMR. You might have heard of it. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. This is a term coined in 2010. And as of today, there's a variety of ASMR content. Some people eat pickles, carrots, chips, and others simply tap on different objects. Do you like listening to this kind of ASMR? Because honestly, I cannot really stand it. But you can leave me a comment to let me know if you do. The artist in the video does both, so if you want to experience it and see what it's like, be sure to check out the video. So today's sentence of the day explains the purpose of ASMR. An ASMR artist is someone who focuses mainly on visual triggers and sounds to bring you some type of relaxation. An ASMR artist is someone who focuses mainly on visual triggers and sounds to bring you some type of relaxation. 那这句话的意思就是 ASMR 艺术家主要专注于视觉和声音的刺激，让你感到某种程度上的放松。那我们赶快来看到今天的发音重点吧。今天的两个发音重点，第一个我们要看到母音 mainly。那 main 这个字要注意，它的母音是 a， 而不是蝴蝶音的 a， 或是倒三的那个 a， 所以不是念成 mainly。Mainly 的话就是另外一个字了。那主要的这个字是 mainly。第二个发音重点看到的是连音 type of。type 的母音 p 碰到后面 of 的 a， 连起来变成 p。所以连在一起念成 type of。接下来我们看到单字吧。今天的第一个单字是 visual， 它的意思是视觉的。The winner of the 92nd Academy Award for Best Visual Effects is the movie 1917。所以第92届奥斯卡最佳视觉效果奖的得主是电影1917。这边我也想介绍另外一个单字 auditory。Auditory， 它的意思是听觉的。For example, I have a bad auditory memory, so I prefer looking at a word and memorizing it rather than just listening to it. 我听觉记忆很差，所以我比较倾向用看的记住一个字，而非用听的。第二个单字是 trigger， 那在本句它是当作名词，意思是引起某种坏事的一种情况。For example, people start putting trigger warnings in front of articles to prevent readers from thinking about their trauma.
大家会开始在文章前面加上敏感警告，避免读者想起他们曾经历过的创伤。那 trigger 这个字当作名词，它有另外一个意思是枪的扳机，所以开枪的话就可以说 pull the trigger。这边用 trigger 来造个句子 ：The detective wants to find out who pulled the trigger.
警探想找出开枪的是谁？终于来到最后一个单字啦！最后一个字是 relaxation。relaxation 它当作名词是放松的意思。
For example, for me, making origami stars is my form of relaxation.
对我来说，我放松的方式就是折纸星星。
That's the end of today's podcast.A lot of people actually hate this kind of video. So for me, I cannot stand chewing sounds. So when someone is eating pickles in the video, I immediately mute it. I hate the sound of saliva smashing with the food. However, one thing I absolutely love is soap cutting ASMR. The crunchy sound tickles my entire body. And sometimes the artist will put starch inside a soap box.And crush it with his or her hands. This is called starch crushing. and it almost sounds like walking on a thick layer of snow. I don't quite know how to describe it, so I'm gonna leave a link in the comments so you can check it out yourself. Don't forget to leave your recordings below, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody!